In the Computer Animation Festival now touring the country, one short piece stands out, not for its flashy graphics or high-tech images, but for its simplicity. It's called Dance of the Stumblers, and it's created by my guest, animator Steve Siegel. Siegel's piece was done on a home computer in his bedroom. In traditional cell animation, the artist draws thousands of pictures and then photographs the pictures in sequence to create the illusion of movement. In computer animation, simply put, although the process is not very simple, the animator works with the computer to calculate objects moving through space. I asked Steve Siegel to describe his piece, Dance of the Stumblers.
It's just a little stick figures. It was intended as a parable about how stupid war starts, but it became more of a dance piece, kind of a silly dance piece. And I also wanted to see if I could produce a viable animated film on a small computer animation, without using, you know, multi-hundred-thousand-dollar equipment.
You know, one of the things that interests me about that piece is that it's a very painterly piece in a way. I mean, you're dealing with very basic shapes, squares and diamonds and triangles, and you're using really interesting colors. It's not high-tech imagery. Were you making a statement there about how computer-generated imagery doesn't have to just be the high-tech cliches?
I guess I was. I think in my case, the statement is I just don't have very much money. But it's interesting to see painterly because I didn't think much about it, but I was somewhat influenced by Moreau and Paul Klee. And I think probably my greatest influence is the animator Norman McLaren, one of the founders of the National Film Board of Canada. And he got so much emotion and energy out of very simple shapes.
You did Dance of the Stumblers in your bedroom on a home computer. Now, why is that such a big deal?
I wrote that on the end of the piece because I had a feeling it might be shown in context with computer pieces that were done on large systems. And I think I was pretty proud of the fact that I had done it by myself on a small computer. And the term in my bedroom is just kind of funny. I mean, it's literally true. My computer's in my bedroom. It just seemed like a funny way to say that I did this very economically.
What are some of the things that computer animation can do that more traditional forms of animation can't?
Well, I think the most widely recognized is perspective. It's very difficult to draw a complicated shape moving in perfect perspective. I think even today, Disney's using computer animation to augment their feature films. In The Great Mouse Detective, which was released a couple years ago, there's a great scene in a clock tower where these gears are turning and chains are moving around. And all those gears would be very difficult to draw in perspective. The computer could render it very easily. What would be difficult would be to make the gears have a personality.
For our listeners who haven't seen the Computer Animation Festival, what are some examples that you could give of computer animation that we'll see on TV all the time, either on commercials or in the openings to programs?
I found the one that people recognize the most is the opening to Spielberg's Amazing Stories. Even though it's not on the air anymore, it struck a chord with a lot of people. Yeah, I think there was a knight swinging armor and a book flapping its pages to fly through the air. And that was a very dramatic use of computer animation that was done at Robert Abel's. And almost every opening to the movies, Saturday Night at the Movies or Tuesday, pick your day of the week, and they're, you know, pieces of film flying through space. And I know a lot of graphics for the political campaigns or the, you know, the primaries are being produced right now, so there should be a lot of that coming up on the air.
Usually when you see a corporate logo or a bottle of pills and it's spinning around and in three dimensions and twirling into space, that's usually computer generated, isn't it?
Yeah, what they call in the trade flying logos.
Uh-huh. Is that a big cliche now?
It is, yeah. I've heard a couple of people who work in those companies sort of look down at their shoes and say, yes, I'm a logo pilot.
Do you feel that you live in both worlds, that you'll do very commercial things to make the money back for the more experimental, personal animation that you want to do?
I think so. I mean, I've done some work on Pee-wee's Playhouse, which was a lot of fun. And that's commercial, but also I learned a lot from that experience. And then I can, you know, apply that money to work on my own films. But I've sort of made a point to try and make my films experimental but still entertaining and also a little bit different.
I want to ask you about a short animation film that you recently completed called Futuropolis. It seems
I don't
to
know
me
if I'd call it short.
Well, it's long for a short and short for something feature length. It's what, 38 minutes? It's pretty long for something short, and I'm sure very, very expensive. It seems to me almost like a spoof of Japanese sci-fi movies.
Well, it's a spoof of just about everything we had ever seen. I made that film with Phil Trumbo, who's a real talented animation director.
Now, why would we know him?
He just won an Emmy for the opening credits to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Ah.
And, we just wanted to make a spoof of science fiction. We started the film before Star Wars, and we didn't finish till after all three of the Star Wars films were done. So our production spanned 9 years. That's how long it takes to make a 40-minute film when you do it all by yourself.
The movie is about a crew of space rangers who go out into space, and out there they meet a bad guy who has a mutilation ray, and the mutilation ray can zap a person and transform them into anything from a creature to a tomato. I thought the mutilation ray was a great premise to really show off some of the computer-generated graphics that you're capable of creating.
That would have been a great use for computer animation.
That wasn't computer animation?
No. I had some computer animation that I was attempting to do in that, but I only had a Commodore 64 at the time, and it's very limited. The end credits of the film are computer animation.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is a combination of time exposures, sequential time exposures, and hand animation, and backlit animation, and cell animation, and replacement animation. It's a catalog of animation techniques. I guess we couldn't make up our mind, so we just did everything.
Now, you started off with cell animation when you were younger, right?
Uh-huh.
So you still use those techniques, right? You haven't completely abandoned more traditional animation for computer-generated animation.
No, I haven't. I just worked on, in fact, the work I did for Pee-wee's Playhouse is hand-drawn animation. And I just did something for Kool-Aid that is hand-drawn animation. Oh, and I did some credits. I worked on some credits for a film called Earth Girls Are Easy. And it should be pretty good. It was fun working on it. I did this robot walking across, a giant robot walking down the street. So it's nice to get back and do it by hand. But I have to say, I think I prefer doing it on computer.
Why?
It's a challenge. It's very exciting. I was, some animators I know, in fact, most of the real animators that I know, like the process of drawing. I mean, they really love to draw. And I like to draw, but I really love to make things move. That is number one most important thing for me. And so the computer, once you build an object, you can then move it in any direction, and you can move the camera and change the lights. And that, I think, is very exciting. I'm working with a brand new company now. It's very exciting working with bigger computers, and it'll be real interesting to see what we can produce.
Well, Stephen, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, thanks very much. It was good talking to you.
Steve Siegel's Dance of the Stumblers is featured in the Computer Animation Festival, now showing in movie theaters across the country. Here's the music from Dance of the Stumblers by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Air.